Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.
Well, that was a song, You Are by Claire Ntombela, and I hope you're enjoying the music playlist that we have for you today on this Saturday afternoon. And I'm trusting God that you are paying attention to what Pastor Cindy is sharing with us. And so we spoke about her ministry and how a prison ministry. Now we're going to talk about how what she was involved in, that is the Special Investigations Unit, how the skills there are being used for where she is today. And it's so amazing how she got this position without the necessary qualifications, without the driver's license. But look at how, when you hear about what she's involved in today, how intertwined all of this, how God ordained for her to be in that position for where she is today. So let's talk to her about human trafficking. Pastor Cindy, thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate that you could make time to be with us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Cheryl. You're very, very welcome. Now, you mentioned that, well, I said that you are advocating against human trafficking. So that means that you are there to play a special role in preventing human trafficking from happening. But there is so much more to what you're doing, because human trafficking is taking place. Now, let's start with this very fundamental question. What is human trafficking?
Thank you so much for that question, Cheryl. I think it's important to lay the foundation, especially in our country, because so often people think, you know, it's kidnapping. But kidnapping is not, it's not human trafficking. It has to be coupled with other elements. And with that question is actually loaded, because at the end of the day, the elements of a crime have to be proved in order for it to go to court, and then for it to get the necessary convictions. So in other words, if one element is missing, it actually, you almost don't have a leg to stand on. Yeah, in South Africa, human trafficking, the crime is actually called trafficking in persons. There has to be a threat or harm, either used by force or coercion. Sometimes it's even the abuse of vulnerability. There has to be deception involved, or fraud. So it's, if I can put it like this, it's abduction or kidnapping, the abuse of power for the purpose of the exploitation of that person. So there has to be exploitation. Yeah. So there's the three major things. It's done through deception, deceit, coercion, and sometimes violence. And if I can give you an example of that, it would be one person being, say for example, a child being kidnapped versus a child being kidnapped and being returned, just like that, okay? Versus a young lady who gets herself involved in prostitution and doesn't get paid by the sex worker. She's a sex worker, she doesn't get paid by the boss. That qualifies as trafficking in persons, the second one. The first one, it's kidnapping, but we don't know whether there was deception. We don't know whether there was coercion. We don't know whether there was deceit. We don't know, oh, I said that already. We don't know whether there was, there would have been force, but we don't know whether there was exploitation in terms of money exchange or anything like that.
Yes. Know?
So it's very important that all of those elements are taken into consideration. Like in our South African landscape as well, you know, because of youth unemployment, because of value systems in the homes and in our societies, and the demand in social media, all of those things, they are playing a role. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you said all these things that play a role. So what, if you go into the psyche of a person, why would someone human traffic?
Sure. Because humans are the greatest commodity on the earth. The biggest commodity. There's a big value. Even Satan knew that. That's why we were purchased with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The human person can, and you know what? A human person can be exchanged hands multiple times in one day. Unlike a cell phone that you have to sell and the value drops.
Yes.
But
yes.
If you can transfer a person from one hand to the next hand to the next hand, and there's a supply and demand created for individuals. Like again, in our landscape, whether it is sexual exploitation, organ trafficking, even ukutwala, forced marriages. Because there, money is exchanged and the girls don't want to get married. I saw something on social media the other day. It was in an eastern country where the young lady was bawling her eyes out. She was crying. Her father picked her up and gave her to the man.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I mean, what would possess a person to do something like that?
It's supply and demand. You know, because it's a great commodity, they want money. And for example, someone says, I need a child with blue eyes.
Mm-mm.
And, or I need someone with albinism.
Mm.
Or I need someone with this, and I have a specific requirement. I need this. Okay, now I need money, so I'll do that. I'll find that person for you. I'll give you an example. And this is real life. University students, and I think we mentioned it the other day when we were chatting, university students could potentially come from or do come from the rural areas, come from, let's say, rural KZN or rural Eastern Cape,
mm-hmm.
and need to go to university. They did very well in school. They get a NSFAS grant, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They get an NSFAS grant approved, and all of a sudden they have to go from the rural area to a big city, say like Johannesburg or Durban.
Mm-hmm.
And they need accommodation. And NSFAS says, okay, get yourself accommodation, find out if it's NSFAS approved. They look for accommodation and they find it, or they can't find it, and someone at home says, listen, I can help you out for a month or two until you find the NSFAS accommodation.
Yeah.
And then they look on social media, oh, we need a young girl to come and share a flat in wherever CBD,
mm-hmm.
close to the university.
Yeah.
That girl will go there and then all of a sudden actually realize, but wow, this isn't what I thought it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a brothel. Or this is, you know, and then get trapped into that lifestyle. So often they even would ask a university student, please send a photograph of what you look like. Why would you need a photograph of someone to give them accommodation?
Precisely. Sure.
So those are the things that are going around. So in other words, there's unemployment in our country,
mm-hmm.
and people are finding themselves making a job out of this. In the past, it would be being a mule or drug trafficking, and they would take this item and take it across border, take it to another city, and then get paid for that. Now, it's actually gone so far that now people are the item or the asset or the commodity that is being transferred and being sold.
And there's such a desperation. There's this
yes.
desperation from the side of, let's say you spoke about a university student. Our students are desperate because of wanting to succeed, wanting to become someone, you know. And especially when you spoke about looking for accommodation, there's a desperation there as well, especially if it's someone from another province you don't know anyone.
So they're vulnerable.
Very vulnerable. And so that's so scary, Pastor Cindy, because you think you have young girls and I have a young daughter and there's so many young girls out there. But is it specific just to the female gender?
Absolutely not. We had an incident in Colesberg, so that's where I had my first Walk for Freedom with the A21 Foundation that was started by Christine Kane. Pastor Christine Kane did this many years ago, and that's where I thought, wow, what is she doing? This is amazing. Mm. She started it about 19, 20 years ago. She started the A21 Foundation, which is abolishing human trafficking or abolishing slavery in the 21st century.
Mm.
Now, slavery comes in many different forms, which also includes trafficking in persons, but that doesn't require gender, race, where you come from, only the vulnerability. So any person, whether they are from whichever country, whether they are male or female, whatever their race is, any vulnerable person can fall prey to being trafficked. So we did our Walk for Freedom in Colesberg, 2018, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we did our first Walk for Freedom there, and it dropped on my heart. And I knew people in this in the town. It's on, in the Karoo, but it's on the N1. So it's one of the towns on in the N1. And we arranged it. It was so well attended, but we also gave the education in terms of what trafficking looks like, you know, how people are vulnerable, what to look out for. We supplied them with more information. And then after that walk, the first walk that we did, the very next year, three young chaps were trafficked to Cape Town. They were trafficked to Cape Town. They were put on a meter taxi. There's still a photograph on one of the news channels, or a few of the news channels online, where these young chaps are standing, and their bags were there, and they were trafficked or taken to Cape Town, put in a small room where they were left there. Mm. They weren't fed. They weren't paid, and they were working around the clock in a tavern.
Mm.
Then one of the young men overheard a conversation where a gentleman said, "But you haven't paid me for them yet."
Wow.
So that's where he realized, but were we sold? This person wants money for us, but we didn't get paid, and we haven't eaten, and we've been working around the clock. Something's off. They contacted their family in Colesberg. They got involved with the Hawks, and they were rescued.
Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Now, if we talk about these young men that were human trafficked, and we say they were working in the tavern, was it in terms of work, as in bartendering, or work in terms of prostitution?
No, I think they were doing hard labor, forced labor.
Oh.
So even in terms of forced labor, that is included in that. And just going back to your other question that you had, or the same question, Cheryl, there is data that suggests as well that 55.5% of trafficked victims are female.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
So in other words, we're almost half.
Yes, yes.
So it's not only, you know, it's 55.5. It's almost half.
Sure. That is just so unbelievable. It is so unbelievable. Now, Pastor Cindy, with all this happening, what role does your faith-based organizations play, or what role do faith-based organizations play in the fight against human trafficking? Because
that
I believe, because I believe that the church should be the entry point.
Yeah, absolutely. Lord loves justice.
Amen.
And he loves his people. And, you know, so what we do, Christine Kane, actually, she started, this is absolutely global.
Mm.
So the A21 Foundation, like I've mentioned, is abolishing slavery in the 21st century. And this is a global movement that Pastor Christine Kane does.
Mm.
And in previous years, there were Walk for Freedoms hosted in almost every country around the world to raise awareness. But what they've also done is that the A21 Foundation head office sits in Cape Town, and churches are involved because they know Christine Kane.
Mm.
There are other churches who now come on board because of association of churches.
Mm.
And because of that, hands are being, we are able to take hands. We are able to assist one another collectively.
Mm-hmm.
We are able to help with skill development so that young people or youth don't fall trapped to trafficking in persons,
yes,
because youth unemployment is one of the reasons why they are vulnerable.
Mm.
And then there's social media demands that are placed on that. So the church is vital in terms of that. Why? Because when we can get them to understand their value in Christ, firstly, understanding who you are, you know, making a decision for Jesus.
Amen.
And then understanding who you are in Christ and ministering to their identity, that your identity is not found in things. Your identity is not found by how many likes you have on social media, mm, or who's following you on social media, or what, or, you know, or where you are hanging out, or what you are wearing. That is not your your value,
mm,
but your value is found in Christ, because that's eternal. So getting young people, or getting people in general to understand their value, their, you know, who they really are in Christ, and then getting them to understand how they are wired by Christ.
Yes.
For example, what skill do you have naturally? Let's see. Let's work this out. Okay, this is a natural skill that you have. And then coupling that up, because churches have networks. For example, with the safe house that is in currently in Bloemfontein,
mm,
there are multiple churches involved. But the University of the Free State is also involved. They assist with skill development. So if any girl is, or young person, or any person for that matter, is rescued, they can then be taken in and then develop their skills, whatever skill they may have, or teach them a new skill or trade so that they can get a job or earn an income or become an entrepreneur, you know, and also give back to society.
Amen.
You know, that's a holistic approach that we want to have. But first addressing the person's soul and then getting them whole and understanding their true identity in Christ.
Amen. And how does communities, how can communities better support efforts to prevent human trafficking?
So that's an amazing question. I love that. Thanks, Cheryl. So the 821 Foundation have a campaign called the Can You See Me campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my absolute favorite campaign, because anyone can assist, mm-hmm, a victim. For example, you can be, you can walk in a mall and you can see a young girl, or you can see a young boy being very uncomfortable with someone, and they, mm-hmm, keep looking at you as if their eyes are crying out, help me.
Yes.
And then letting someone know. Just phone the number. There's a toll-free number that can be phoned. You know, I'll give it to you later on as well, and I'm sure throughout the series we'll share the number. But that number can be contacted, and if anything is related to any person that's missing, that, you know, that will be followed up on. So you can, any person can get involved. Any person, if they can see something that looks weird,
mm,
something that looks off,
mm-hmm,
they can actually contact that number.
Oh, powerful. Now, I've watched some of these reels on social media where if someone is being kidnapped, well, and then what they do is they put the, I think this is something for them, and it's not here. I've never seen it in South Africa. It's abroad, where they have the sign where they put their hand behind their back. Well, they tap the person, mm, their neck, they walk past. I don't know if you've seen that, Pastor Cindy. They tap the person,
yes,
they walk past. Then they have the sign. So the person who walks past turns back, and then they put their hand behind the back, and then they have the sign that they show to say that they are with someone that is, of course, forcing them, you know, to be with them.
Yes, yes, yes. No, absolutely. That sign is also international, an international sign that can be looked out for.
Oh.
So, I mean, if more people can get involved with that, if more people can educate themselves, and you know what, anyone can even go to the 821.org website,
mm-hmm,
and educate themselves on what it looks like. The hotline information is on there, and there is a 24/7. It's confidential. The service is used by the general public, by victims, by law enforcement. It actually is connected to law enforcement as well. So there, anyone in the community can go on. There are tests that can be written. You will get your own results.
Mm-hmm.
You can educate yourself on you know, what it looks like, what trafficking in persons looks like in our landscape. There's information available, education available in all our 11 official languages in South Africa.
That is really powerful. Now, I asked you something about the gender, you know, what is it just the female gender? And that's one of the misconceptions we have about human trafficking, that it could just be the female gender. Now, what are some of the other most common misconceptions that people may have about human trafficking?
Yeah, it can be anyone, hey? It can be really anyone who are finding themselves vulnerable. For example, it can be someone who is looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Our unemployment rate is high in our country, and you don't have to be a youth to be looking for a job. For example, if people can educate themselves and realize, but if I'm going to be looking for a job at the police won't ask for a Gmail account to send my CV to.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't say South African Police Services at gmail.com.
Of course.
That is not... You understand?
Yes.
So that is what's happening out there. And so often I would see people sharing, ShopRite are looking for cashiers. Here's their email address. And I would send that back to that person. Or wherever I see it, I'll be like, where did you find this? Because if you look there, you'll see that that is a Gmail account.
Yes.
ShopRite will never ask for CVs from a Gmail account.
Because of how professional
thank you so
they
much.
Are.
Yes. Yes. And then I'll be like, oh, thank you so much. You've just educated me. So that's something very small to look out for. And I think also people need to realize they should not put their ID numbers on CVs anymore.
Yes.
Do not put photographs on CVs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do not put personal addresses on there anymore. You know, your physical addresses. Those were things in the past that you know, you could do it.
Yeah.
But no longer. No longer.
It's too much of a risk.
They can try and get hold of you on a cell phone and then meet in a public place.
Yes.
Meet at a, you know, at a coffee shop where there's visibility. Share your location with someone. Take someone with you who will wait for you in the car, you know, or will wait for you at another table. Observe, look, see if there are cameras in the place where you are at, you know, so that if it is, so that if something is, something of a concern, that you can go back and you can even make contact with the 821 Foundation and say, listen, I was at this coffee shop and this person did this, and there are cameras in that place. Perhaps you would like to see or contact the coffee shop. The 821 Foundation can contact the coffee shop and get that footage, or the police can get that footage. You know, it can just be referred by the 821 Foundation.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that. This has been so empowering. You mentioned a toll-free number. If you don't mind sharing that, please, Pastor Cindy.
The toll-free number, I'm going to give it to you right now, 0800-777-222.
0800-777-222. Well, that's easy enough to memorize and be able to call it offhand. And should someone want more information, I know you shared some social media links, etc., but should someone want to have more information on human trafficking and the 821 Foundation, if you don't mind, please sharing that information as well, please.
It is 821.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and 821.org. 821.org. Well, I would like you in 1 minute to please share some advice, and I want to let our family and friends of Radio Pulpit know that this is a series. We might take it over 3 weeks. Because there is so much more. There's so much statistics that needs to be shared. There's cases that needs to be shared, as you have mentioned, Pastor Cindy. And we're looking forward to hearing or going into depths on human trafficking. It's something that we all need to know. We need to understand. We watch movies on this. But do we realize it's happening right at, well, it's on our doorstep.
Yeah.
It's on our doorstep. It's happening right here in our country, and we need to be alert. We need to be vigilant. We need to be educated on what human trafficking is all about and how we can
and
prevent it.
It can happen to anyone. Yes.
Absolutely. There's, so when it comes to human trafficking, basically we're saying it's not a respecter of men, it's not a respecter of gender, it's not a respecter of race. It is happening, and it is happening to just about everybody. So, Pastor Cindy, just in 1 minute, if you can just quickly motivate our country on human trafficking.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. I think what's important is we need to understand that anyone is susceptible to this. We have massive vulnerability rate in our country because of unemployment, youth unemployment, because of our value systems, because of lack of protection in the home. Like I've mentioned earlier as well, is that we have about 156,000 inmates in our correctional centers, and 97% of them are male, and 3% are female. That is telling me that there's a lot of fatherlessness in our country, and that tells us that there's a lack of protection in the home. In other words, the breadwinner is taken out of the house. It's important that as a country, we pray for the men in our country.
Amen.
We uplift the men in our country. We make it a concerted effort, and we pray. And as women, we stand together and we pray for all men. For all men in our country, we support them, because I just think that the scales have been tipped in terms of a feminist drive, that men are not perhaps disregarded, but we are not praying for them like we should. As the church, as women in the church, to pray, because that is why our society and our communities are looking the way they are looking, because 97% of the inmates in our correctional centers are male. And that increases the vulnerability of the children in that home, as well as the women who have to head those homes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Pastor Cindy, thank you so much for availing yourself to share such profound information and setting the foundation in terms of this short series that we're going to be having on human trafficking. Thank you for your love for people. Thank you for being there. Thank you to God for using you as an instrument, as a vessel to uplift, to educate, to empower, and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We really appreciate you. God bless you in everything that you are doing.
All for His glory.
Amen. And I'm sure we're going to definitely...
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we're definitely going to be speaking to you again. God bless you. Have a fabulous weekend further.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Well, that was Pastor Cindy Postman, and we know that God is using her in the A21 Foundation in her ministry wherever she goes. That God, she is the salt and light of the earth, and we thank God for that. Now, don't go away, Radio Pulpit family and friends. We're going to a song and some adverts, and we'll be right back. We're going to be speaking to Counselor Sarah, and this is going to be about the Chwani Woman in Business Awards. We're going from human trafficking to how you can be empowered as a woman, and the amazing opportunities that you have for yourself. So stay tuned.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.